There we go. I needed to start the audio while I still had that going here. And so how have you been for the last week?
Are you able to see me?
No, I'm not seeing you as yet.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that is the old line through the camera.
There we go.
Okay, you should be... Yep, gotcha. Gotcha. Now I'm going to go ahead and start. I want to make sure I got all this running. Start recording. So your picture will jump for a second. And then I'll...
There we go.
Yep, I started my recorder on this end. I'm recording audio. I'm recording Skype. Let me go back and make sure I'm recording. I got to start recording here. I almost forgot. So recording here. God, thank God for my checklist here, because I've got all of that. I'm not smart enough to handle this technology. I'm really not. I could be a danger to everybody here. So I'm warning you ahead of time. Don't ask me a technological question. Because I really don't know. Well, I think you mentioned that your wife might have had a doctor's appointment. Is she doing okay?
Yeah, we haven't had the appointment yet. We got one coming up Wednesday, but it's not the operation. It's a pre-op thing. So we're just waiting for that to come along. It's a major operation, so they want to be sure everything's set up right.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad they are. I hope that everything comes along okay. So the operation will be shortly here then?
Yeah. We don't know when, but we're ready to go when we have to.
Yes. Well, please tell her I'm thinking about her and hope everything comes along okay. And I'm sure that you are anxious to get this taken care of now.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, I am looking and everything seems to be plugged in properly here. So I've got my audio. You're here.
See myself. So you tell me if I got to position the camera better.
No, actually, that looks good. And you're looking straight ahead now, and we've got plenty of headroom and place for everything. So that's perfect. That is perfect. My audio is good. I can hear you. You can hear me. Let's go ahead, and I'm going to do the silent three-second countdown here in a second. I'll let you know, and then we'll come back and chat. And we're talking about Visited by Star Travelers on today's program, and we'll start that. My three-second countdown starting now. Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dwayne Arthur O.C., our guest on This Week in America, is a survival expert. Born and raised in Minnesota, enlisted in the Army in 1964 at the age of 21, spent one of his 3 years of service in Korea as a U.S. Army engineer. Dwayne met Rena, his second wife, through the mail order brine system. She moved to the Alaskan homestead to live in a hole in the ground called a dugout for 9 years. While she and Dwayne built their three-story log home, they live off the land for the most part, gardening, using solar power, trapping. Rena does the skinning. Dwayne is skilled at living and thriving under extreme conditions. A sought-after public speaker, gives presentations on rural living, homesteading, survival, Alaskan living, and the art of dowsing. He's the author of Alaskan Wilderness Adventure. Join Dwayne and his son Daniel on a journey deep in the Alaskan wilderness in search of finding a new home. Also the book, The Art of Dowsing, books we've talked about in the past programs, and you'll find them in our archives at thisweekinamerica.us. Also, the astronomy and space science book, Visited by Star Travelers. We're not alone in the universe of stars. To discuss the riveting Visited by Star Travelers, author Dwayne Arthur O.C. back with us on This Week in America. Dwayne, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here, Rick.
It is always a pleasure. Always enjoy talking with you. And we're talking about this really fascinating book, Visited by Star Travelers. What was the inspiration for writing the book? Give me a little bit of background on how this all came about.
Well, it's a encounter that I had a long time ago, and I had one scare not too far long ago that if I don't get this out, it's never going to be out. So I wanted to write my experience.
Talk about that experience. I know there was a craft involved as part of this. What did the craft look like? Let's start with that.
It was about, I'm an engineer, so It was about 60 feet high, up to top to bottom, about 150 feet wide, a flattish type bottom, and it had a 12-inch ring around it on like the rim of the center that was all lit, and that shined the light down, but there was no light beneath the craft, but it was making a hovering noise. It was like 4:30 in the morning, and the stars were shining yet in October.
How did you happen to see this? This was at your homestead?
No, this was in Minnesota here on the bluffs of the Minnesota River, what we call the ancient River Warren, way back when. It was many billions of years ago. But I'm up there in a woodlot hunting deer in October with a bow and arrow. And I wanted to get into place before the deer came in from the feeding grounds to get them at the water hole. And I was being watched for a couple of miles. I could feel the feeling in the back of your neck that you were intently being watched, and I didn't know what it was. But it's all in the book. And way back in the woods in a clearing, craft all of a sudden appeared over my head, right in front of me and diagonally over my head. So I was, first of all, I seen a light, and I figured there's no lights out here, and it must be maybe it's a game warden spotting me. So I looked for shadows, and I found no shadows. There was light everywhere, no shadows even underneath anything. But it's so weird. The light is the most thing that struck me is that the light was like it was air itself. Wherever there was air, there was light, and white light.
Did it make a noise?
It sounded like a gyro thing that the youngins would push down for play toys. They would spin around, and it
Oh,
would sound
yes.
like a gyro, and it was humming as it was hovering, louder and quieter and louder and quieter. It never wobbled or spun around at all. The spinning noise was inside the walls of the craft. But then it slowly came and rested on the ground. And I was curious as heck. I had never seen anything like this before, even in picture books.
With us on the program is Duane Arthur Ose. That's OSE. The book is Visited by Star Travelers. You'll find it at stratton-press.com. Other places as well. I direct you to stratton-press.com. If you go to our website, you can link on directly, get information on this book and the other two books we've had the pleasure to talk about, written by Duane on the program. This one is Visited by Star Travelers. I want to go back just for a second for the encounter and where that occurred. Had you ever seen anything like that before in that particular area?
No. In the later years, people began to get public because everybody thought they was crazy. So that sometimes I come into other people that had sightings, something like this, but not as involved as what I was in. But things like this, people keep to themselves a lot because they're afraid of being called crazy. But when you get into a select individual one-on-one, it comes out that other people had sightings as well here in Minnesota.
When you were experiencing this sighting, were you afraid? What was your emotion when you saw this?
Well, my fear of being watched went away. I had no fear at all, and I wanted to see meet these pilots and the crew. I thought this was remarkable.
Yes.
Being an engineer, I'm absolutely thrilled. And so I was very excited, and I wanted to take in all the notes I could.
I can imagine being an engineer. Visited by Star Travelers, Duane Arthur Ose, OSE, is our guest on the program talking about his new book, and you'll find it at stratton-press.com. You mentioned why you were there. Was this something you would do on a routine basis that time of day? I'm just trying to figure where you were in the circumstances that led to this. Were you there frequently doing the deer hunting?
Yes, this is hand-me-down generation by generation woodlot in the dense woods. And I was there hunting deer with a bow and arrow at that time of the year. It was bow season for archers, not the slug hunters or rifle, but the bow and arrow archery season. And so I was getting in place, going to my destination that I had a blind preset to ambush any deer that I would like to take for harvest. And in the process of getting to that position, this is when the craft appeared overhead, and it just came out of nowhere.
Talk about the light that was emanating from the craft. And I ask you this because you're an engineer, so I'm thinking you vividly recall what you saw that night. What was that like? What was the light like?
The light was directional. It came from the rim of the craft. The rim was only like a foot in size, and surrounded the craft. No single light bulb, was just a rim of light, something that you'll see on the cover like that. They almost got it right. But anyway, the light was like a liquid light. There were no shadows anywhere. It was totally like it was as though it was hard to explain, but it was like the air was light itself. There, if there was a tree limb or whatever, there was no shadow underneath it or to the side of it. But then, even more particular, there was no light behind me or to the outside of the perimeter. There was no reflection of the light. The light was only in the confined area of the craft and maybe 25 feet out of it. And all around me was total darkness, but I was inside the light.
Amazing story, and you can read it in Duane's book, Visited by Star Travelers. You'll find it at stratton-press.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to get information on all three of the books that we've talked about on the program by Duane Arthur Ossie. Was there any contact? Sometimes you hear these stories, and there was an abduction or close to an abduction or some type of communication. Was there any interaction?
Oh, yes. I wasn't abducted. I was kind of like ushered into the craft. But since my speaking, other people have come towards me and they want to, you know, whisper in my ear their account. So I'm not the only one. A human-like creature came out of the craft. The door opened up and came out, and he walked down this ramp. I think the ramp was about the size that would support a ATV four-wheeler, and that wide, and about 6 feet high the door was. And out of this round thing, there was no sign of a door. It just all of a sudden opened up, lowered to the ground. And a little guy, about 4 foot tall, come walking out of it, and yellow, long head, long eyes, up and down, and three fingers with no thumb, just three fingers, but they were long fingers, and at the tip of the fingers there were little dots, nodules that were probably sensors. And he communicated to me, and I can imagine he could communicate with any language in this world. It just happened to be he was communicating through mind to mind, mental, telepathically.
Yes.
He said, "No, have no fear." And he came to me. I put my bow and my arrows up against the tree. He took me by my hand. This is how I see and felt those fingers. And we walked, just before he got to me, I'm looking at this little shrimp. And I thought, I could take him.
If I have to, yes.
With a surprised look on his face. And he says, "Have no fear." In American slang, perfect American. People say, well, American, huh? Well, I'm thinking that this guy could talk in any language in the world, even Somalia, whatever.
Yes.
That's what he said. Have no fear. He reached out and we put our hands together and we went on board the ship. And from there, I was transferred to another, some green people that were taller. But the story goes on there.
And you'll find that story in Duane's book, Visited by Star Travelers, available at stratton-press.com. Other places as well. I'll direct you there. They have all three of Duane's books, and it's Duane Arthur OCOSE. Do they have any weapons?
No, there was no weapons. I was the only one that had the weapons. I forgot. I hung up my bow and my arrows, but I forgot my razor-sharp hunting knife on my side. And I didn't remember that until afterwards. But all this time, I had a razor-sharp hunting knife, and they weren't afraid of me, and I wasn't afraid of them. I was just curious as heck.
Yes. Now, as an engineer, I mean, you often hear people describing things, and they're probably off quite a bit on the detail because they don't understand. From an engineering standpoint, from what you saw, how advanced was it, do you think?
Well, there was no doorknobs, there was no hinges. Everything was metallic in color. I didn't see any control panels. There were no windows. There was no exhaust ports, no intake ports. Everything was clean, pure, and the light, even inside the craft, was everywhere. And there was no light bulbs. There was no light bulbs, no shadows. And like I said, the bottom line is the light was like air.
Yes.
But I could continue as the craft had landed. At first, the noise was a loud humming noise. Then, when I was inside, I could hear what sounded like marbles going around inside the wall. It was like the engine was running just to keep the lights on, but it was just idling. But I could hear this racing of marbles going around inside the wall. And all the time, every once in a while, they would convey to me, have no fear. And they directed me to a bench. Was like an operating table, but it was anyway. I just assumed they wanted me to lay on it, and I laid on it.
The book is, and I don't want to give away too much here, but boy, you've got my interest, certainly. Visited by Star Travelers by Duane Arthur Ocey. What impact has this had on your life? Obviously, you feel it's important now to write this book and to share this story, but I would think this would be life-altering. This would change your life. What impact has it had on your life?
No impact. There's those that will talk to me, and there's those that won't. It's weird. But my father, I have to thank him a lot because he paid attention to me. And so afterwards, we went up there with a Geiger counter and tried to find any radiation, but there wasn't any. But the grass was flat where the machine had sat down. The grass was flattened out yet. So it was just that same afternoon, my dad and I went and checked that out.
The book is written by Duane Arthur Ocey, our guest on the program, Visited by Star Travelers. A couple minutes left in the show. And again, I don't want to give away too much here. I want people to go buy the book, and you'll share the story with them that way. Why do you think you at that particular time? Any indication why they contacted you?
Well, there's not too many people up at 4:30 in the morning. I start
I
out at
guess that's
4
part of it.
o'clock.
That's part of it.
But I think they had been following me for a while from high up. And it's all in the book. But I don't think there was any, I have no particular difference than anybody else. It's just that I was the lone subject and there wasn't anybody watching. Everybody was sleeping at that hour.
So nothing good happens after midnight, I guess. So when you're out that late, you can expect something like that to happen. What a fascinating story by Duane. Now, the other books, The Alaskan Wilderness Adventure, join Duane and his son Daniel on a journey deep in the Alaskan wilderness in search of finding a new home. That was one of the books by Duane. The book we talked about a couple of weeks ago, Ancient Art of Dowsing, both of those books are available, as well as visited by Star Travelers at stratton-press.com. You can find those interviews on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, audio and video. And this book is just a fascinating. I can't wait to read all of the books, especially after getting the background on the program today. Duane, it's been fun over the last couple of weeks. Write some more books so we can get together and talk again. This has been fun having you on the program with us. Thank you for sharing all of these stories, in particular, Visited by Star Travelers. A fascinating story. Looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, we are not alone in the universe.
That you hear that, and then we've got evidence in Duane's book. The book is Visited by Star Travelers. Duane Arthur Ose, O-S-E, all of the books available at stratton-press.com. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Duane, thank you again. Look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you for being with us these past couple weeks.
It's been my pleasure, Rick.
Thank you. Duane Arthur Ose is our guest on the program. Information on all of his books on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages. Duane, excellent job. That went faster than the other ones, I think. That was just really, really fascinating. Thank you for that. That was fun.
Okay, well, I hope I didn't run over time. I know it's like 19 minutes or something.
No, we were 18 minutes and 56 seconds, so nice timing. You've got it down now. We've done these, and you were better on time than I am. So nice job with that. Thank you so much for taking the time to do these over the past 3 weeks. I'll get these links off to you, and we will stay in touch. And good luck with your wife and everything that, medically that's going on there. And we'll stay in touch and would love to have a chance to do this again. But thank you. It's really been fun. I've looked forward to these for the last 3 weeks.
Yes, I appreciate your courtesy.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you very much. And enjoy the rest of the day. And I'll get these links off to you tomorrow.
You betcha.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Stop recording. Okay, I've got like 10 minutes here.